Who do you think is the most powerful person in the world?
God.
Okay, God is. What about a human being? Who is the most powerful human being? Grant.
God.
A human being. Leah. Yes, a lot of people think the President of the United States is the most powerful person on earth. And the United States certainly is, I think it still is, the richest country. We have the biggest army. And so whoever is the head of the United States really is a powerful person. Do you think the President of the United States has to clean his own bedroom? No. He has maids to do that. Do you think he has to cook his own food? No, he has cooks that does that for him. In fact, the president can say, I want to eat this tonight, and whatever he wants, he can have. And whenever the president travels, he can go wherever he wants, whenever he wants. We used to live in Hawaii, and there were a couple of times when the president would come to visit Hawaii. Sometimes it was for meetings, sometimes it was for vacation. And this was back when George W. Bush was the president. And we noticed that when he would go, like say from the airport to his hotel, do you know what they would do? Do you think he had to stop at a red light or a stop sign? No. The police would block all of the traffic, and he would just ride from the airport all the way to his hotel without stopping. It didn't matter if there was a red light. It didn't matter if there was a stop sign. His car, his limousine, would just go straight through. And if he wanted to go to the beach, they would clear all the people away from the beach, and he could have the beach all to himself. If he wanted to play golf, they would make all of the people leave the golf course, and he could play that whole golf course all by himself or with his friends. People would do whatever he wanted them to do. So the president really is a powerful person. You can have whatever you want, whenever you want. And some of you, I don't know if you've ever heard of Jimmy Carter. Have you heard of Jimmy Carter? Good. Jimmy Carter used to be president of the United States, probably 20, 30 years ago now. And when Jimmy Carter stopped being president, he started working with an organization called Habitat for Humanity. Have any of you heard of Habitat for Humanity? Do you know what they do? Okay. Do you know that there are people who are homeless? Families who have no houses to live in. And what Habitat for Humanity does is they build houses for these people. You know, some people actually live in their cars. Some people have to live in a tent because they don't have a house. And what Habitat for Humanity does is they get businesses and churches to donate building supplies and money, and they usually work with churches and ask the church members to volunteer, and they will build houses for these people so that they can have a real home to live in. And what Jimmy Carter did when he was no longer president was he worked with Habitat for Humanity, and he would actually wear a tool belt, carry a hammer, and start pounding nails and help build homes for people. He used to be president of the United States, and he was still powerful. He still had Secret Service men guarding him, and he was still a very wealthy man. And he could have just given money and said, oh, you use this money and you make your own home. But he didn't do that. He got out there with all of the other volunteers, and he would work pounding nails and cutting wood to help build homes for these people. And when I saw that, I thought, here's a man who calls himself a Christian, who really does care about people. He didn't order somebody else to do the work. He did the work himself and got out there and worked hard in the hot sun, perspired, helping build homes for people who didn't have homes to live in. And by this time, Habitat for Humanity has built probably over 1 million homes for people all over the world so that they can have a nice place to live and not have to live out in the open or in a car or in a tent. But I hope you boys and girls will remember that being a Christian means caring for people and doing things to help them and not thinking that I'm too important to do that. Let somebody else do it. We should all be willing to help, no matter what kind of work it is. All right, can you boys and girls pray with me now? Dear Jesus, thank you that you love us so much that you left heaven to come here to earth to be our Savior. Thank you for what you did for us on the cross, and thank you that you're coming again to take us home to heaven. I pray that you will bless these boys and girls, put your love in their hearts, so that they will love others and be willing to help them, just as you help us. Bless them and their families. I ask in your name, amen. Thank you.